Check the program schedule and listen live. Go to www.nnradio.com. That's www.nnradio.com.
Okay, astronaut, you're up. You'll be meeting with Wish Kid Brandon.
Roger, Brandon.
His wish is to see a space shuttle launch.
All systems are go. We are clear for liftoff.
This year, more than 27,000 children will be diagnosed with a life-threatening medical condition.
And, cowboy?
Yes, ma'am.
You'll be meeting with Shayla at a dude ranch in San Antonio.
Let's saddle up.
Some will miss school. Some will miss time with their family and friends.
Princess, are you here?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for rescuing me from that evil witch.
Juliana wishes for a princess-themed room makeover.
That sounds magical.
But with your help, the Make-A-Wish Foundation can lift their spirits and give them a special kind of hope.
Pirate!
Yar!
You're up for Isaac's wish.
Aye, aye, Captain.
The wishes of thousands of children are waiting to come true.
You can help make my wish happen. Visit wish.org today.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burns. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Rona Live, Keep Coming Back, and many more. It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briney Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
All right, welcome, John Hollis, and of course, we are Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're here in South Florida, sunny South Florida, WNN 1470, the Health and Wealth Network, and also we're streaming to Blog Talk Radio. We're streaming to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and all of the rest of the social media sites out there. You know, I have the opportunity from time to time to be able to, of course, be out and be a part of different events and different things that we do. And we're getting ready to have our own event, and it's going to be coming up here pretty rapidly, February the 12th of 2011, Valentine's Day weekend. We're going to be having Ricky Bird, formerly of Joan Jett and Blackhearts, and of course he's played with and written with bands like Ian Hunter, written with Roger Daltrey, and played with Roger Daltrey live on tour, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes, and of course Joan Jett and the Blackhearts was with Joan Jett from 79 and through until the early 90s. So Ricky's going to be down here, and he's going to be performing live. He's going to be, of course, performing his new single that he has out and his new CD that's being released at the same time he's going to be here, which is Broken is a Place. And we're looking forward to Ricky being down here. He's going to be backed up by, Johnny B and the Road Dogs. And we also have Thrown Alive, Rhetoric, Keep Coming Back, and more bands to be named. So we're looking forward to that. Of course, it starts at 1 o'clock and goes until 8. And, of course, that is Valentine's Day weekend. Again, folks, you come out February the 12th. It's a great weekend had by all. and have some good food. We're going to have, most importantly, the pool open for everybody, too. So splash around in the pool, hang out, and we're looking forward to a great weekend. And if you're getting ready to enjoy the holidays, make sure it's a safe holiday. Make sure that if you need help or you're in any type of situation where you have a family member that might need help, feel free to go to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com, and there's all types of folks that are a part of the network that are there to be able to help people. May it be an intervention, may it be drug addiction, may it be you're looking for a new way to look at your financial portfolios, to maybe you need to shift your attitude. That's there too. I know I go there for that, because sometimes my attitude isn't the best, and I got to go do something about it. So that's the place I go, is HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. I'm really glad that you're listening in South Florida, because I'd rather be in South Florida than, of course, like Binghamton, New York. Binghamton, New York is a little bit under snow right now. So, and of course, Joe behind the glass, I think he's from Binghamton, if I'm not mistaken. Aren't you from Binghamton, Joe? Oh, that's right. He's from Philly. That's right. That's a scary thought. The Eagles. So we're going to go out to our first break. And, of course, when we come back, we have a gentleman with us today that you're going to really, really enjoy. We're going to have some great information. All Florida Bail Bonds is with me. Richard Stein is going to be on the air with us today. And we're going to be talking about pretrial release and the money that's being spent on pretrial release that you're funding. We'll be back right after this message.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330. You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Now back to today's show.
All right, welcome back. Of course, John Hollis, Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We are here with our friend Richard Stein. Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
You know, pretrial release. Folks, just give you a little understanding of pretrial release if you don't know what that is. Let's say you end up incarcerated and you go into the, of course, first hearing in front of the magistrate court. They can offer pretrial release. And let's say you don't get bonded and you end up in front of the judge a month later or, 6 weeks later, because I think that it's like about a six-week turnaround by the time you actually see the judge again. What they can do at that point is offer pretrial services if they then decide to give you a bond or lower your bond or raise your bond or whatever. But they can also make that decision to give you pretrial service and pretrial release. Pretrial release services are real simple. That you and me, of course, the people that pay the taxes, are the ones that are bonding that person out, is what essentially it comes down to. because so much of our money goes into a pool at the Sheriff's Department and into an account at the Sheriff's Department based on what they need as far as a budget for pretrial release services. Part of this, of course, is, and on the other side of this, we have to look at the fact that they don't want the jails to be overcrowded, and there's some federal guidelines in place here in Broward County that, you know, you have to have a cap, and there's a certain amount that they're allowed to have in the jail at any certain time. So, you know, relatively speaking, not everybody can, you know, afford a bondsman, and that's why that's in place. But when a person starts to utilize these services and they have funds, well, then, you know, something's wrong, because these services are meant to be really specifically for people that don't have the funds. Is that correct?
That is, yeah. Usually they're supposed to be available for people that would qualify as indigent, mm-hmm. and people that that wouldn't have the avail of a bail bondsman services. The only thing is they have to fill out financial statements and show that they're indigent. Lots of times people that are homeowners living in, you know, any city in Broward County, those are people that are getting accepted for pretrial, and they're really not supposed to be.
And now let me get the theory, because I think some of it might be because they are homeowners, they're safe risk.
Risk or not, but it's a Broward County, you know, taxpayer-funded event. And the problem is, if you're a homeowner and you're paying, you know, taxes to for different various things in Broward County, it shouldn't be to release alleged criminals out on the streets where they are committing the alleged crimes.
So you're not, and as a bondsman, you're not saying that people that are dealing with, you know, being incarcerated, because people get incarcerated, and that's why we have a judicial system. So there are some people, depending on their particular crime, nonviolent and all of that stuff, is going to be totally different than somebody that's going in on an armed robbery. And I think you would say that if you had somebody that was dealing with, say, a misdemeanor charge, and it was their first time, they'd never been affected, you're not saying that that person shouldn't be pretrial released. You're saying, why are we using these funds for the inappropriate things that we're using?
Exactly. You know, it does have a purpose, and it's got a fantastic purpose. You know, there's people that can be in jail on a $25, $50, $100 bond, and they're in there for a couple of months. You know, and that's unfortunate, because it costs like somewhere near $37, give or take, a day just to house and feed one of the inmates.
But they don't fall into pretrial release. Why?
There could be different criteria reasons. Maybe they don't have a real address. Maybe they're, you know, somebody that may be living on the streets or living at a shelter or some other problems, and that they wouldn't qualify, which, you know, that's a whole different story. But the it just depends on their financial status.
So the budget, if we look at the budget as a whole, what is the budget for, let's look at Dade County, Broward County, and Palm Beach County. What is the budgets, and what are the different budget levels that they're dealing with over the three-county process?
Well, Dade County has an annual budget of, I think, near $6 to $8 million that's funded pretrial. Palm Beach County is like near $2 million or so dollars. Broward County is at a shockingly near $20 million budget. And that is just, you know, that's phenomenal.
Well, at the same token, we have released, from what I understand, a couple of hundred communication sheriffs. We've also released a couple of, all in all, a couple of hundred street sheriffs, deputy sheriffs, that were out there in our communities, and we've had to let them go because of budgetary situations.
Yeah, budget cuts. There was almost two to three hundred deputies from the streets, from 911 communications, and also from the jail staff itself that were released because of these budget cuts.
So when you have a $20 million, every other county, so the surrounding counties, it's costing six. Okay, let's say just six to ten.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have one of them that's double everybody else, at least
triple
in some
cases.
Here's my question to you. What can Broward County do to be able to make this where they're, you know, because, listen, I got to say that Miami probably has more people going through their system than Broward County does, because
yeah.
just the size of Miami, and, of course, you know, all the things that go on in Miami.
Right, exactly.
So what's the difference and how can it be fixed?
Well, you know, it's, I know the commissioners are the forefront of the whole budget situation, and they do have their hands full. As past president of the association here in Broward County, I was also involved in the criteria as far as the commissioners, different meetings, different assemblies, things of that nature. I know that they are responsible solely for the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine, I would say, I would urge homeowners that if they're really interested in where their tax dollars go, contact the commissioners, because this is, you know, this is crucial that the money is going towards this funded program when they're closing parks, they're lowering city events, parades and things of that nature because they just don't have the funding.
Mm. Well, and I think it's even more than that, because when you start losing jobs like the sheriffs,
right,
the deputies that are losing their jobs, you have teachers that are having issues. You got budgetary problems with the school boards. You got budgetary problems everywhere going on.
Absolutely.
And when you have such a draw of monies going out for people that might not necessarily be deserving of these funds, not to say that people aren't, and I don't want anybody to take this message wrong today. We're here to be able to carry a message, and that message is, hey, listen, what's fair and balanced? It's fair and balanced that people do deserve pretrial release, especially somebody that's a first-time offender. But at the same token, who are you giving them money to be able to bond them out?
Exactly.
So what would you say that the overall big picture is of the street level? How does this affect street level when your deputies are out there and your deputies are doing their jobs and they're doing all of everything that they need to do to be able to keep us safe and keep, you know, things happening the way that they're supposed to be happening in our community? And we rely on them to keep us safe. And it's a job I wouldn't want, that's for sure.
Right.
You know what I mean? So here they are, and they have to deal with this. Now they see somebody that goes in that is turning around within a short time period. They're back out on the street. And most importantly, they know that they shouldn't be getting a pretrial release, and they're getting it. How's that feel on the street level for the deputy?
Well, I know I've been in touch with many deputies and also jail staff that are in duty and have been released off duty, and I know the message and the criteria, the thoughts pretty much countywide are very similar. They are not happy with the way pretrial is, having a jail being a revolving door,
mm-hmm,
with criminals going in and out, in and out. That's not, you know, that does make them very frustrated.
And I think it's frustrating knowing that, hey, listen, I'm out of work right now, and they got a budget of $20 million,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, the sheriff's hands are tied.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm gathering, you know, the sheriff's hands are tied because he isn't the one that's making the budget.
Right.
The commissioners are making the budget.
Right.
So the sheriff's got to just deal with what he's got to deal with, and he's going to get funded whatever he gets funded, and it's all based on their situation. So he's kind of like stuck like Chuck, too.
In a way, but, you know, he does have a say-so on how things go.
Okay.
I don't know the major details, of course, but I know that he does have a say-so on how things are performed.
I think that one of the things that I've appreciated over the years and watching, especially Al Lamberti, is that he's a pretty fair guy. He's pretty overall pretty fair.
He is. He's a great guy.
And one of the things that he does have a show on our station on Sundays at 2 o'clock, so if you get a chance. 1 o'clock? Oh, he's right after me today? Nice. All right. So the good news is that you have a situation where you have the message being brought out by guys like Alan and guys like yourself. And I don't think Alan Birdie is the type of person that would let a budget be mismanaged like that. So that being said, at the same token, people are probably falling through the cracks that aren't getting, you know, this situation, getting pretrial release, but then you have the other people that are getting it, and maybe they know somebody or, you know, and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
A good old boy situation happens
right
from time to time.
Sure.
So you might have a situation where somebody that knows of the pretrial says, hey, listen, you know, just say you don't have a place, say you don't have this, or you
right
just have an address, and they really own the place, and they end up getting it anyway.
Exactly, yeah.
So is that basically how this whole thing is?
Sometimes that does happen. You know, there is a form they have to fill out, and there is an interview process that pretrial performs.
Mm-hmm.
But the follow-through and how they can check it, I'm not 100% sure if they're doing, you know, what they need to do to follow through, because, like I said, I know people that are homeowners that are getting pretrial release.
Mm-hmm.
And that also affects not only the private sector of the bail bonds, which is fine, you know, to each his own, but it also affects the private sector of the lawyers. Because if they're getting pretrial release, they're going to be qualifying for the public defender's office, you know, and then they're going to be having the assistance of the public defender.
So we're and again, we're funding all of this.
We're funding it. Broward County taxpayers, yes. And homeowners.
So when you look at the big picture of what's going on, what's your overall feelings on, again, what do you think that needs to take place as far as a change for this? What could you see that could be different?
I would like to see, well, I could see that it is a fantastic program when utilized properly.
Mm-hmm.
If they are finding inmates that are in there on, you know, low-grade misdemeanors and traffic offenses, you know, yeah, let them have a pretrial release, but they're not supposed to be letting out felonious inmates that are, you know, under these allegations of felony charges, especially violent felonies. You know, they're not supposed to, they're, by Florida statute, under 907, they're not supposed to release violent felonies. People on violent felony charges, of course, they're just allegations, but they're still violent felony charges. They're not supposed to be qualified. That's supposed to be a direct, you know, scratch. They're not supposed to qualify for that.
And you're saying that that isn't what
is. And that is
with.
Not what they're doing. They are taking out violent felonies on pretrial release, taxpayer dollars.
Wow.
It's unfortunate.
So, and again, when you look at the big picture of this, okay, from what I'm gathering from our conversation, you have the person that's in on a $25 ticket.
Right.
And because he doesn't have the right address or the right criteria, doesn't fit the right criteria, he could sit there for 3 months or even a month, and it's costing $37 a day.
Somewhere near that, yeah. And like you mentioned, there's sometimes a six-week lapse before they even see the judge the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So they could be in there for 6 to 8 weeks on a $25 bond, which is costing them somewhere near $37 a day. Do the math, it's crazy. $1,000 per person, it's crazy.
So would you say that you have an obligation as somebody in the community and to also say that you're a retired deputy?
Yeah,
too,
I worked with the sheriff's office and also past president of the Broward County Association, so I'm familiar with how this works.
So, but that being said, and you know, you were out there on the streets, and you were out on the streets for what, 7, 8 years, something like
6 years.
6 years?
Yeah.
So you're out on the streets for 6 years. You've seen this whole process. And then as you started to go through your process, you started to really see how the working mechanisms work. Because you started getting together with all the rest of the associations.
Exactly.
Has this been an ongoing thing, or is this something that's just taking place now?
The past couple of years is when it really started to kick into high gear. 98, 99, they were showing an increase of jail population, which is why they stemmed the increase of pretrial release, which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But for a good part of 2010, there's not been a population issue with the jail system.
Okay.
They're under population, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
They fulfilled their purpose, but at $20 million, that money can go to other places, and they should
and
be
save
followed.
Jobs.
Yeah, exactly, save jobs. The deputies need to be on the streets.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, folks, we're going to go to a break. And, of course, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk more to Richard Stein, and we're going to talk more about, of course, the budget issues and what we're discussing today, free trial services. We'll be back right after this message.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All
Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. John Hollis, and of course, this is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, right here on 1470 AM. And we're here with Richard Stein from All Florida Bail Bonds, and we're talking about money today, budget money. And of course, if you've been following the news lately, everybody's talking about money. I mean, listen, let's be realistic here. When you have the tradesmen out of work right now to the tune of 22%, that's the trades across the country. 22% of people are out of work that are in the trades industry. At the same token, when you have that type of number, and then you have, of course, the legislation right now up there in Washington camping out on some issues that, you know, we're, and I hate to say it like this, but it's like a peeing contest going on in Washington right now. Political peeing contest that is really basically coming down to how is it going to benefit them in their political careers, because that's how I look at things.
Right.
And most importantly, when you start to look at the fact that the economy and the stimulating that they say they're doing with the economy, in my opinion, hasn't done nothing,
right,
especially for guys like me and you.
Right.
And, of course, people that are in the community trying to do their jobs, and guys like Al that have to deal with budgets that aren't getting the things that they need because, again, it's just one big cluster.
Right.
So that being said, we need to concentrate on, like, maybe taking a laser and cutting out the fat, so to speak.
Yeah, that would be ideal.
So there's not a whole lot of room to wiggle here. I mean, you got in jail treatment programs that are being lost by the dozens. You have people going out on pretrial services that shouldn't be getting it.
Right.
You have police officers that work diligently every day, mm-hmm, from Al all the way down to the street,
yep,
that are getting cut today because of these budgetary messes. And then you hear something like this, it becomes a little aggravating.
Absolutely.
So what can we do to save jobs at the sheriff's office and use this money to utilize that to go into the sheriff's in another way?
I think that if they curtailed their interviewing process on who they're taking and if they're really serious about taking the appropriate people for pretrial and do what it's designed to do, I think it's a fantastic thing. But I think they really need to be regulated on who they're accepting and really follow through with it. Matter of fact, the Broward County Bail Bondsmen are paramount in creating what's known in Chapter 907 of Florida statutes, the citizens' right to know.
Okay.
This is actually a policy. It's actually a law that we have been able to pass with our lobbyist Ron Book. It spent over about $80,000 of the Broward County Bondsmen's money,
mm-hmm,
to have this regulation be upheld. It took many months, if not, I think maybe even more than a year, to put it all together. But it was paramount in its success. It's a phenomenal tool. And
Wait, what is that tool? Just to explain it a little bit.
The citizens' rights to know. That is it's supposed to be regulations on how pretrial is supposed to run their operation.
Okay.
They're supposed to register weekly updates and display accurate data regarding information on people they bond out,
mm-hmm,
the number of people, the type of crimes that they're bonding out, their statistics on their fail to appears, if any,
mm-hmm,
and unfortunately, if somebody has court 5 times or 10 times and the 9th time they fail to appear, they consider that a success because they appeared 8 out of 9 times.
Okay.
because, you know, and unfortunately, if as a bail bondsman, if one person doesn't appear, it's either fail or success. We have to either pay the money or fine them and put them back in jail, which is, you know, a common practice with our organization.
Mm-hmm. So when the bondsmen come together and they say, hey, listen, everybody kind of needs to oversee this thing.
Right.
Because it's fair and balanced.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys are out there and you're making a living, too. So it's a fair and balanced type of situation where
right.
the person that might not be able to utilize your services because they're indigent
right.
is not getting it, and the person that should be using your services getting it
exactly.
is kind of frustrating for you.
It's frustrating for the private sector as far as, you know, because we're in business, that's the first thing. Public safety, of course, is always an interest on everybody, especially a bondsman. But, you know, it does decrease our business, which is, you know, unfortunate, but we are interested in Broward County's safety.
Well, and I agree with the safety aspect, and I agree with that. But you know, we're here to, you know, pay our bills,
right,
and to feed our kids,
exactly,
clothe our kids,
mm-hmm.
and that's, you know, one of our necessary, you know, items
evil.
Of life.
Exactly,
we got to show up to it.
We do.
When we have situations that are taking from it, we have to kind of like look at them and say, okay, what can we do better? Or how can we, you know, maybe fix this where everybody wins from it instead
right.
of just looking at it from one aspect, okay? And that's what I like about what you've been talking about is that you're looking at it from the overall big picture of how can you move the money around to utilize it and get the same results Palm Beach is getting and Dade County's getting
right.
with $6,000 and $7,000.
Right. Right.
A year.
Exactly. A million, not thousand.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? $6 or $7 million a
right.
year and not $20 million a year.
Right.
How can you move that money around
right.
and bring down, let's say at this point, if you drop $15 million,
mm-hmm.
you could take that $15 million. How many sheriffs, deputy sheriffs is that going to put on the street?
Oh, that could put, I would probably imagine, at least 100, you know, if not somewhere near 75 to 100.
Okay. So at the same token, how many people is that going to put into communications for 911 calls that
Absolutely.
Are going through?
It's Absolutely.
Going to bring more to the equation.
Absolutely.
So even if you looked at the same time, you know, we're cutting elderly services.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're cutting services to the elderly. And this could be there to be able to help that also.
Exactly.
So that $15 million, when you think about it, you say, well, as far as the big picture of the budget, it doesn't sound like a whole lot of money, $15
right.
million. Dollars,
right.
Especially when they start talking about trillion-dollar budgets. That
right, exactly, yeah.
So at $15 million, that $15 million could help a whole lot of households.
It really does help, you know, especially when they're closing parks or, you know, civil events. You know, they're decreasing things that are, you know, community-related. You need to build up the community as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that if you're just tuning in with us today, of course, Richard Stein from All Florida Bail Bonds is with us, and we're talking about the pretrial services and, of course, the $20 million budget that comes with it, and how the different counties like Dade County and Palm Beach County have budgets of $5 and $6 million, and, of course, how can we eliminate some of the people getting out on pretrial that might not necessarily be following the guidelines and the rules of who should be getting out. At the same token, and the person that is sitting in there and we're spending $37 a day on, that's in there on a $100 bond, that can't get out because he doesn't have the right information for pretrial services, is sitting there, and for $100 when we're spending 37 times, you know, 40 days, it just doesn't make sense.
Right.
It's terrible. Yeah. So there's got to be a way to be able to fix that and to make it apparent for people to use that money and utilize that money for other services, like
right.
putting more deputies on the streets. I like when you look at the fact that you've been around for how many years in law enforcement?
6 years, and I'm in my bail bond business over 12 years.
Okay, so you've been 18 years
yep.
in South Florida dealing with legal issues.
Exactly.
And when we talk about legal issues, not a lawyer, but the street level legal issues
right.
where you have to be a lawyer just to understand what statutes are and understand, you know, you got to have that mindset.
Exactly.
When you see things like this occurring, how does it make you feel overall as far as you and the camaraderie of the deputies and the camaraderie of people in the legal services?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that, well, you hear from all angles. You hear from the local deputies, you hear from the jail staff, like I mentioned before, not happy about it. people in my industry. You know, I'm past president of the association, so I'm familiar with, you know, 80% of the bail bondsmen here in Broward County. We all talk, we all converse, and we all, you know, discuss with each other different aspects of our own businesses and different aspects of the way Broward County is running their operation there. And it's unfortunate. It could be very frustrating.
That being said, and I think that we've ran this dog, and at least we've put it out there, and people know what's going on and what's aware, whether you know what they're aware of, what's going on as far as the budget is concerned.
Right.
I also want to bring into this that Richard, and one of the things that I liked about Richard when I first met Richard was the fact that me and Richard had sat down and we had this understanding of where he had came off the streets, and so did I. And I came off the streets in one way, and Richard had came off the streets in another way. So, but both of them together, we were able to sit and we were able to understand that, you know, something. He had seen it, because when I was out on the streets, you know, there was a lot of police officers that had tried to really get through to me, because they must have seen something in me that I wasn't capable of seeing, but they were there and they tried to do the best with me within the legal bounds of what their you know, responsibilities are too. But they tried to get to me. And when I heard Richard talk for the first time, and he had talked about watching the addiction population here in Broward County, because again, Broward County, Dade County, Palm Beach County, it's all the same. A lot of the people that are going to jail today are going to jail off of drug offenses.
Right.
And I would say a good 85% of them are going off of drug offenses. When a person gets arrested, and believe me, folks, I used to call it rescued. Okay, I wasn't arrested, I was rescued.
There you go.
Because I was out there, I was dying, my feet were bleeding, and, you know, the street-level police officer seeing what a mess I was and said, you know something, mm-hmm. just out of safety of himself and others, I'm going to get him off the streets.
Exactly.
And they would rescue me, and I would be in the jail system, and I would go through that jail system. When I went through that jail system, I would get the help that I needed. May it be going into Ms. Schwartz's program. At the time, Ms. Schwartz was running a program. She's retired now. But there was all types of different people that were there to be able to utilize services and help. And even when you got out, there were services that they provided. But it all starts with, go figure, a bondsman.
Mm-hmm.
Because the intervention is going to be that, listen, even if you're sitting in jail, once you're released, the jail's done with you.
Right.
They can't do anything more.
Exactly.
So if you're going to get free trial or you're going to get one of these services, yeah, they're gonna put stipulations on you, but do they follow through?
Right, exactly.
Where you're more on top of your caseload, so to
right.
speak.
Right.
Where if you got a family member that's releasing to you one of their loved ones, you're going to be able to put some stipulations in there.
Absolutely, because there's a major financial responsibility that we have to incur, and there's really no way around it. If somebody doesn't go to court, we have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the unfortunate thing about pretrial. There's no financial responsibility. But we do have the responsibility with our clients. And we're also part psychiatrists. We also do drug testing to try to help the change come about.
Intervention through bondsmen is an amazing thing, because you're able to utilize the services of a bondsman to help a loved one that's out there running the streets. And let me tell you, folks, when I was running amok, I was running amok. You know, by the grace of God, you know, we just went through the Thanksgiving Day holiday, and I put up on Rockers in Recovery Facebook account that my family actually invited me back for another Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Because prior to me getting sober, there wasn't nobody inviting me nowhere. And if I was showing up, they were shutting the lights and hiding the pocketbooks. So the bottom line is, man, that when I look and I see that there are services like Richard's that can be utilized, you have that person out there that's running the streets and running amok, and you keep saying to yourself, well, you know something, he'll be okay.
Right.
He'll go through a phase. He'll be all right, you know, or worse yet, you're losing sleep at night and you don't know what to do. Well, you know, you can, you know, hire somebody like Richard to go pick them up.
Right. Right.
That's a service you provide.
Too. Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
You can go out and get a person out of a drug house.
That's one of the good things about being a bail bondsman. Not only do we have to be psychiatrists, but we can enforce it. We can get you out of jail. We can help with the intervention. We can help with the counseling, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But as the icing on the cake, if the person doesn't want to do the right thing, mm-hmm. then we have the right to arrest them. We have the arrest authority throughout the whole United States. So not only that, we can pick you up and put you right back to jail.
So that, in turn, when you're dealing with an addict, gives, and I got to tell you, most addicts that I know, will, you know, that's going to give them, they might not necessarily, and trust me, addicts are a very, very strange breed. Actively using,
right.
Consequences don't bother us.
Exactly, yeah.
But at the same token, it makes you think twice before you make that step.
Exactly, especially from bail bondsmen.
Correct.
They do not want to step on the toes of the bail bondsmen.
Correct.
They know that's their free ticket.
Correct. So at the when we look at all of what you have to offer, there's another service that is pretty interesting, too. When you're new in recovery, and when we're talking about new in recovery, we're talking about people that are 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year in recovery. Let's say you have an event you have to go to. Let's say that you have an event that is a party event, work-related event, or maybe you know somebody that is a counselor that's transferring somebody that's going from detox into a treatment program, or maybe any of those circumstances are taking place, you can actually physically be hired to be with that person while they're being transferred from detox to, you know, like a treatment program.
Sure.
A lot of what happens, and especially in the recovery community, is you have somebody going from the intervention. Let's say an interventionist comes in and does the intervention. Well, now they have to go from the intervention to whatever treatment program,
right.
Detox they're going
right.
to. And that lag time, if an interventionist doesn't stay with them, they need somebody to support them during
exactly.
that time prior. So
they
you can be hired for that.
Exactly. So they don't gear, of course.
Correct. So at the same time, so you have a multi-purpose here,
sure,
where you can utilize your services because you can go anywhere at any time in the United States as a bondsman.
Mm-hmm.
You can give the services as being able to transport and help people get from one place to another safely, so that way they move from detox to treatment,
sure.
or from intervention to detox. You're there to be able to support that.
Absolutely.
So at the same time, your services just aren't bondsmen. You can utilize them for other things, too.
Absolutely, yeah. It's just, you know, some people think the bondsman is just a knuckle dragger that's, you know, sitting in a small little office smoking a cigar. That's just not the way it is. You know, we're part counselor. We're all kinds of events here.
That's funny. I never looked at you like a knuckle dragger.
I appreciate that.
No. You're a big guy. You definitely don't want to run from them.
That's
for
sure.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to go out to another break. When we come back, of course, we're going to talk more with Richard Stein. We're going to talk more about event planning, because if you're doing some event planning, Richard can help you with that too, because he has guard services, both, of course, armed and non-armed, and you can have at your next event. So we'll be back right after this message.
Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation, that's competent, and a knowledgeable staff, and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now, back to today's show.
Hey, welcome back. I'm John Hollis. This is Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network on 1470 AM, the Health and Wealth Network of South Florida. And we just got a text from Al. Al, I hope you like cigars, and I hope they're not Cubans, because, you know, we would hate to have you pull you out of the same place that you're taking people out of every day.
That's for sure.
So smoke a good cigar, Al, and make sure it's not a Cuban.
Remember, you're not supposed to smoke.
Yeah, don't smoke. Not good for you. If you're going to smoke, I mean, you know, smoke, nothing. don't smoke the first one. Al.
That's right.
So let's talk about your event planning. And there's a lot of different things here in South Florida and different events going on. We're going to be using you at the Rockers and Recovery event, it looks like, and the way everything's panning out right now. So, you know, when you have an event going on in South Florida, you can have services where you have armed guards or you have security people that you come in and you're bonded and you can actually do the whole event, correct?
Right, correct.
Yeah. How's that work? I mean, overall, how do you usually look at a situation like our event coming up?
Right.
You're looking at it from the point of view of there's, you know, expected turnout of like 200 to 300 people. And how do you figure how many people you would have at something like that?
You know, it's just a guesstimation. You got to think of security and safety aspect. Like, you want to make sure public safety is priority. You know, you're making a dollar at the end of the day, that's fine. But you want to make sure public safety is top of the list. You got to check out the area. You got to make sure that the location and how it needs to be run and how many security is going to be on for how many, you know, people that are going to be there. It's just an estimation.
Mm-hmm. So when you look at, you know, an event, do you look at the populace of it? Do you look at it like, okay, well, this could end up being a very popular thing and, you know, could have a turnout? Or do you look at it more like, you know, well, this is where the stage is, this is where this could be a hot spot, that could be a hot spot? Do you look at it from that
absolutely.
Point of view?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. The event is very important. If they're serving alcohol, of course, that's important. Mm-hmm. The location of where it's going to be is important. Yeah, it's all definitely paramount, getting it together.
Well, the Rockers in Recovery won't have no alcohol.
That's right. That's one of the things.
That's a good thing.
That is.
That's a good thing. So in the meantime, when you have your next event and you need security added, how can people get a hold of you if they wanted to talk to you about event planning?
They can still call my office, 954-565-2424.
And you can also go to All Florida Bail. Right.
AFBB.us or mybondsmansite.com.
You can also go to holisticlifestylesradio.com, and on the lower right-hand corner under the links, you're going to see, of course, intervention through bondsman, and you can click on that, and it brings you right to Richard's site. You can click on the bottom of it or click on his logo. It's a jailer holding a jail cell.
There you go.
You can click on that and go right to, of course, Richard's site. Richard, we're coming towards the end of the show, and let's take the next 4 or 5 minutes and just talk about and sum up what you look for and what you're looking to achieve by being on the air with me today.
What I would like to see happen is public awareness, homeowners that are paying taxes for this type of service, which is a good service, like I mentioned, if it's done properly. Look into the commissioner's website. They have information there. Go to the Florida statute website. Look at 907.043. That's the citizens' rights to know. Florida statute that we were able to adopt. Just be informed on how the pre-trial and budget is working, because it affects the whole county.
When are you looking to find out more about the budgetary end, and when did you come back and elaborate more on this?
I think you're going to
be following it more?
Definitely. We always, you know, keep in touch and see how things are pursuing and progressing with Broward County. I think towards the beginning of the year, January, February, we should know some more information on how things are changing, if they are.
We'll look forward to having you back, of course, at that point. And also, what's your Christmas plans? You got any Christmas plans?
I'm not sure yet.
Santa this year,
I may. I don't know.
So what do you do as far as the holiday season? Because it's got to be active for you. You got to have a lot of. I mean, your job must be like off the chain during the holidays.
It does. It does get busier this time of year, and you know, it's unfortunate that when my business gets busy, that's good for me, but it doesn't mean it's good for Broward County. But you know, we always are hoping that people are not going to commit crimes, do the right thing, if you know, get a second job if need be, but do the right thing, stay clean and sober.
Is it frustrating to you to have to mom somebody that you think to yourself, well, you know, really, can you say to yourself, hey, listen to me, I don't feel right about bonding this guy. Have you ever said that to yourself and not bonded?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, unfortunately, it is a business, and you have to, you know, kind of think that, well, if I'm not going to bond this guy, the next bondsman will, and that's they're getting the income you should have gotten. Mm-hmm. It's unfortunate, but it's the way the business is. You have to do it to make the money, pay the bills.
But at the same time, have you ever said to yourself, I'm just not going to do this one?
All the time, yeah, many times, yeah. Absolutely.
So, and you didn't feel comfortable that he would show. You didn't feel comfortable that they would, you know, follow through. But maybe it was the crime itself.
Exactly. Right. You know, and if you have a good signer, if you have a good third party on your contract, then it really doesn't really matter if the person is going to go to court or not. But we do like to see that they're going to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, there is some times where I just say, no, I'm not taking a chance.
And it's good to hear that because it isn't all about the money. It's all about, you know, public safety. And do I want to bring this person back out on the street and, you know, cause any rift in the community that my name might be attached to also?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's a scary thought. Well, folks, you know something? We are coming towards the end of the show. I'm going to go over a few things with you real quick so that way you understand what's happening coming up here February the 12th. February the 12th, of course, is going to be the Rockers in Recovery Valentine's Day Love Your Recovery concert event. It's a free concert on the beach, and, of course, myself, Richard, and lots of folks like Chris Day and Rick Riccardi and a bunch of other folks are all going to be there. Adam Fuller from the Holistic Alumni Network, and we're going to have all kinds of folks there. But the good news is we're going to be there with a bunch of bands, and these bands are going to be Ricky Bird, of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, formerly of Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Ricky's going to be down here, and he's going to be blistering the neighborhood. When I talk about blistering, if you've ever seen Ricky play, let me tell you, it's off the chain. And he can play anything from blistering down to his new single, which is an amazing, amazing song, and it's all acoustic. And you can check him out playing his new song to old Joan Jett songs, and it's great music. And you also have Johnny B and the Road Dogs. If you get a chance, go to any of the video outlets like YouTube and that stuff online, and you can actually put in Johnny B and the Road Dogs. And Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Johnny B is a trip, man. He is an absolute trip. You're going to love him.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And then we have Throne Alive. They're also, you can go to YouTube and find out about that. A new band in the area. They're just coming up called Rhetoric. Keep Coming Back, which is a very big, they are rhythm and blues, and they're like a lot of dead music, and they're going to be there playing a lot of dead music. So we're going to have a big mixture of rhythm and blues and metal.
Right on.
Amazing concept.
Wow.
Splintering the metal through the rhythm and blues. It's going to be a day had by all.
Quite the mixture.
Starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and goes until 8, February the 8th, Valentine's Day weekend. It's the Valentine's Day concert. We're looking forward to Rockers in Recovery. It is going to have a blast. Join them at, of course, Facebook on Rockers in Recovery. We have 16 hours a week now that we deal with here at the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We're on Saturdays. Tomorrow afternoon starts at 3 o'clock, goes till 6. You got that sci-fi show. And then we have, of course, Sunday nights from 9 to midnight, Rockers in Recovery. And then Monday through Friday, every day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we have the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And then, of course, at night, we have the Rockers in Recovery show from 10 to 11 every night, Monday through Friday. So if you're out there, we're not a glum lot, tune in to us anytime here at 1470 AM. Also, check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. We have a bunch of new blogs that we just posted. Looking forward to you checking them out. Richard's information is there. Of course, All Florida Bail Bonds is right there, and you can check him out, and you can just click on, of course, Intervention Through Bondsmen, and you can also check out some other people that are there, too. There's some shows that you want to check out. You want to check out that sci-fi show, that's there. If you want to check out Rockers in Recovery, that's there. If you want to check out, of course, Dan Ascani, the Ascani Wealth Management Hour, he's there. If you want to check out East Coast Music Scene, all of them are there. You can check them out. They're going to have a great time. We have a legal hour, too. Robert Pluck, he's going to be tomorrow at 3 o'clock, by the way. It's going to be from 3 to 4, and then that sci-fi show from 4 to 6. So we're looking forward to a new year coming upon us, and some new people that are looking to come aboard with us, too, that they're going to be airing their shows right here during the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. If you want more information, you can call us at 877-799-8773, and we will see what we can talk about, maybe getting your show in the network. It'd be kind of cool. At the same time, if you would like to find out more information about Joe Behind the Glass, you can call 888-565-1478. That's the call-in line. And Joe will be glad to talk to you all afternoon. He won't get you on the air, at least until 4. He gets done at 4 o'clock. 4 minutes? I got 4 minutes left? Okay, I'll just keep rolling, Joe. I can keep talking, bro. One of the things that they told me a long time ago is John House can talk. Just let him talk. He can talk about anything. Listen, we're going to go out now. I want to thank all of my listeners on 1470 AM. I also want to thank all of my listeners on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and all of the rest of the social media sites that listen to us. Have a great day, and we will talk soon.
To tell me which way I should go to find the answer, and all the time I know, grant your love and let it know.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Totally Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean, preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors.
It's a new year, and it's time to celebrate your love for life. Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn present a free Valentine's weekend concert Saturday, February 12th from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. featuring former Joan Jett of the Blackhearts band member Ricky Burke. This alcohol-free event promises to be a rockin' celebration like no other, featuring Johnny B and the Road Dogs, Rhetoric, Grown Alive, Keep Coming Back, and many more.
It's the rock and roll extravaganza of the new year. The free Valentine's weekend concert, Saturday, February 12th, from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m. Featuring former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts band member Ricky Bird. Presented by Rockers in Recovery and the Seaside Inn. Located at 311 Briny Avenue in Pompano Beach. For details, call 877-799-8773 or go online to holisticlifestylesradio.com.
WWMA, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti, Sunday afternoons at 2, right here on 1470 WNA. AM 1470 with even more information you can use. Join pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey for the Invite Health Radio Show at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. Tune in for the latest information on nutrition and cutting-edge solutions to your most pressing health problems. It's the Invite Health Radio Show with pharmacist and educator Jerry Hickey at a new time, Monday through Friday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
If you died today and left your home to your kids, would they be able to pay their mortgage and yours? Well, that's what they're going to have to do until your estate has completed probate. And unless you have a revocable living trust, your estate is required to go through probate. If they can't make the payments, the bank will foreclose and the bank will own your home, not your kids. What to do? Call Andy Curtis today and let him create a revocable living trust for you. The cost, just $350 if you're single, $450 if you're married. And with each completed trust, you will get a gift certificate for $125 at Tropical Acres, South Florida's oldest and best steakhouse, plus a free living will. Call today at 1-877-ASK-ADAM. That's 1-877-275-2326. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to No Bones About It with Dr. Alvin Stein. Dr. Stein is a board-certified orthopedic surgeon and board-certified pain specialist. He focuses on acute and chronic pain reduction and elimination, as well as circulatory dysfunction. Stay tuned to learn how Dr. Stein can incorporate neurotherapy, prolotherapy, detoxification, and nutrition in the process of eliminating pain without the use of harmful drugs or surgery. His offices are located at 6766 West Sunrise Boulevard, Suite 100 in Plantation. For an appointment, call 954-581-8585. That's 954-581-8585. Or contact Dr. Stein on the Internet by visiting his website at www.proloshot.com. That's proloshot.com. Your comments and questions are welcome during today's program. Call us toll-free, 888-565-1470. That's 888-565-1470. And now, here's Dr. Alvin Stein.
Good morning and welcome to today's show. We are here today on December.